Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I told you last week, it has been 45 years since then-President Richard Nixon temporarily closed the gold exchange window where foreign central banks could redeem U.S. currency and receive physical gold. This was done supposedly to promote monetary stability. The policy change was neither temporary and did not bring monetary stability. I also promised to expose some unintended consequences of government actions. The closing of the gold exchange window is a perfect example. For thousands of years, people trusted physical gold and silver more than they trusted governments. Consequently, governments usually tied their monetary issues to precious metals. They either issued gold or silver coins or something that could be exchanged for them at fixed rates. For governments, though, tying money to precious metals was restrictive. If a government wanted to spend more than the value of its gold and silver reserves, it either could not do it or else risked devaluing its money. In 1934, U.S. dollars were 100% backed by gold. It's been downhill ever since. When Nixon closed the gold window in 1971, the U.S. dollar had less than 2% gold backing. Unfortunately, closing the gold exchange window removed a fiscal restraint on the U.S. government's issue of dollars. So the value of America's money has declined even faster. Now, 45 years later, gold reserves only cover one out of almost 1,200 outstanding dollars. Even worse, government debt has soared almost 50 times since 1971. Beyond that, the federal government now owes unfunded liabilities for Social Security and other programs between $50 and $180 trillion. Had the U.S. government kept the gold exchange window open 45 years ago, spending would not have grown as much. Inflation of the money supply, government debt, and unfunded liabilities would be a tiny fraction of what they are today. I estimate that the price of gold would only be $100 to $200 today, rather than over $1,300. As you can see, the destruction of the value of the U.S. dollar was an unintended consequence of the closing of the gold exchange window. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.